A bit of Stephen Z. Blupline, considering he's not here this week. You know, we were talking to Al Bernay earlier, and, you know, Al, you have rather an interesting occupation. Would you mind telling the people on the feedback tape today what that occupation is?
I sell maps to Stars Hall.
Marvelous.
You know something? How many times have you heard the story about the lady who cut herself off and put it in the refrigerator to keep? I know, I've heard it too. But you know what's really a shocker? Besides the one about the poodle and the microwave oven, this one I've heard quite frequently. About a person who gets themselves lodged underneath a car, and an old woman or a woman of any age, as a matter of fact, actually somehow gets the strength to pick up the car because she is so much in fear of the fact that the person who's under there may lose their life, and actually picks up a 1 or 2 ton car. How many times have you heard this? Truly, this must have been an old wives' tale, as well as the poodle incident, and so many other things we hear of. Can I have your reply? In fact, if you are the old lady who cut her thumb off, could you call in and tell me about it? I'm really kind of curious what happened after that. And, well, as I hear about the lady with the poodle, she had a heart attack, and she died after she found her poodle, and, well, it wasn't, you know, too nice to look at, I'll tell you that. Hey, but, you know, whoever that lady was who picked up that car, hey, leave a comment. I want to hear what you did. You know, I want to hear about your experiences. Please, please do it. Thank you.
This is Nick from North Hollywood, and I wanted just to call on Candy's comment, and I think she's right on. And I just want to say to anybody who is these anti-abortionists is just to tell them that life does not begin at the point of conception, only on your idiot religious beliefs if you impose it on us. And that's all I have to say. I believe in the freedom of religion, and I also believe in the freedom of choice. And that's all I have to say. Goodbye for now.
Hi, this is Jay from Los Angeles with a comment in the form of a question. Did you ever stop to think what would happen if all forms of electronic communication were to suddenly and simultaneously shut down, making it completely impossible to...
You know, I just don't understand you people. It's just unbelievable. This is the Double M here. You know, it's just one of those things. I mean, I hardly, you know, I talk on this line comedy, but I think you people better shape up. I mean, hey, you know, it's getting pretty scary out here lately. I mean, Barney Fine isn't even doing anything. You people just, you know, I mean, just don't be ashamed to admit. You've got to turn to God. I mean, I'm not, hey, wait a minute, I'm not trying to turn a preacher on you here, but I mean, you can't forget God. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just, that is the only way it is. I mean, just pray more and just turn from your wicked ways. Hey, I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. We're all not perfect. In other words, we're not perfect. But just shape up. I mean, you know, you want to save the country? Pray, sure. I mean, reading from here, Chronicles 2, you know, I mean, just listen to this. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I mean, hey, I've always been like this. I've just never faced this opinion, this side of me on the line before. I mean,
Come on, just get with it. I mean, start praying. Start loving God more. Show your respect. Brian, if you don't play the comet, I'm fine with me, but I'm trying to get, you know, this message across. Time is running out. Things are going downhill. Do something. I mean, it's just the world has so much hate, you know. I mean, it's nice to have a good time, but come on, don't overdo it, okay? I mean, it's, things are getting bad, okay? I mean, I didn't really get much across here. I would have liked to get more across, but this is a movie maker, and I'm just trying to shape you up. I mean, I'm going to have to ask Barney Pott to speak to you, babe. I don't understand it. Thank you for listening to me. Damn it. Goodbye.
Well, if Pacific Telephone gets their way and has their $794 million rate application approved by the California Public Utilities Commission, we can expect some rate changes as far as increases in residential flat rate service up 35% from $6 to $8.50. Zoom rates will go up 24%. The instrument charge for your renting your telephone from the phone company will go from 60 cents to $1. Foreign exchange services will go up 9%. Ports will go up 13%. Installation and service connection charges will go up 45%. The cost to make an emergency breakthrough to verify a busy line condition will go to 50 cents. Princess, trim line, and extension sets will go up in cost. Also, business rates will go up. So that's what we're in for. The Public Utilities Commission has set a hearing in Los Angeles for Saturday. Hey, believe it or not, Saturday, October 4th, 1980 at 10 a.m. in the Commission Courtroom in the State Office Building at 107 South Broadway, Los Angeles. And they will also be holding other meetings throughout the state. That is the date for Los Angeles. If you have any comments on this or on anything else, call the feedback input line on 982-6999.
Hey, this is Roberta from San Francisco. And I just wanted to tell you that, you know, I think that you guys are all, you know, pretty live. Goodbye.
Gee, I certainly hope so.
Hello, everybody. I'm calling from San Francisco, but I wish I was calling from Beverly Hills. All I would like to say is that I love rich people, I love money, and I love Cadillacs. And, you know, bye.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know about these San Francisco people. That just about does it for feedback for this week, so call in your input, call up the feedback supplementary line, call the output. Hey, just call. And you can also participate in the Feedback 5-Line Conference on selected evenings throughout Southern California. Check your newspaper for local news.